Establishment media, White House overwhelmed by Afghanistan crisis while facing other huge challenges. By Wendell Hasibo on August 17, 2021. The establishment media reported Tuesday the White House is currently overwhelmed by the Afghanistan crisis. While facing the southern border crisis, debt limit crisis, and an uncompromising infrastructure fight on Capitol Hill. Yet with this inter-party battle brewing, the president and top White House officials are currently overwhelmed by the Afghanistan crisis, Punchbowl News wrote Tuesday after the total collapse of Kabul, Afghanistan. That's not surprising, considering the gravity of what's transpiring in Kabul and throughout Afghanistan. But for Biden and his senior staff, the timing of this foreign policy disaster couldn't occur at a worse time. Punchbowl went on to explain the huge challenges President Joe Biden, the leader of the Democrat Party, faces. The White House already faces huge challenges as COVID surges across the country, and the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to grow. Now throw in the Afghanistan debacle, as well as a potentially protracted battle on Capitol Hill over Biden's agenda, the debt limit, government funding, and what's going to happen to the party in next year's midterms. Biden's August just keeps getting longer. Just last week, the crisis on the southern border reached a 21-year high when more than 212,000 illegal immigrants were encountered in July. CNN printed the headline, U.S. saw a two-decade high in border crossings in July, noting that the Biden administration is facing a serious challenge at the U.S. southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Thursday, saying the U.S. has encountered an unprecedented number of migrants illegally crossing the border. Meanwhile, moderate Democrats and Republicans on Tuesday seem to be working together to derail Biden's two-track infrastructure scheme. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA, told Fox News, if the BIF, bipartisan infrastructure, is standalone, there is significant Republican support. If the BIF is linked to any other bill or held up for months, that support would fall apart. House Democrats demanded on August 8 for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to hold an immediate vote on the Senate infrastructure bill, untying the bill from the Trojan horse reconciliation package amid fears of exacerbating inflation and the national debt. Inflation is another problem with which Biden must contend. Just Monday, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York's Empire State Manufacturing Index plunged 25 points to 18.3, far below the 29 score forecast by analysts, Breitbart News reported. In parallel, the consumer price inflation rate rose 5.4% in July. Biden's inflation woes have not escaped the media's attention. The Hill wrote, "The new inflation, don't expect food or gas prices to fall anytime soon." And that, Biden administration's policies will worsen the outlook for inflation. Increased regulations have created an energy price shock and introduced other supply shocks that will slow productivity and output growth and boost inflation. Follow Wendell Hasibo on Twitter at Wendell Hasibo.